This WBEZ podcast is supported by Chicago Humanities, presenting its Spring Festival in Evanston with Divergent author Veronica Roth, a discussion on Frida Kahlo's Home and Sanctuary, author Mary Beard, and Peter Sagal's Constitution Sessions. Tickets for these events and more conversations on arts, culture, and current affairs at chicagohumanities.org.
Most people know salsa music, and you may be aware of other Latin music traditions like bachata, merengue, and the ever-popular reggaeton. There's another Latin music style that doesn't get a lot of attention, but is loved just the same by those who still listen and dance to it. WBEZ's Michael Puente explains.
If you were around in the late 80s or early 90s, the radio station many young people, especially young Latino kids like me at the time, listened to was WBBM's B96. It was often the go-to station in the Chicago area.
And the B96 dance party sponsored by Bud Light, because everything else is just a
The dance party included heavy amounts of a new type of heart-pumping pop music. Some called it Latin hip-hop, heartthrob, or freestyle. And the DJ who was often spinning those records was Tim Spinning Shomer was one of the DJs who mixed for B96. This was at a time when house music was becoming all the rage in Chicago. Shomer says he needed something to stand out.
You know, I was on the radio with Bad Boy Bill and Julian Jett Perez, and I knew it wasn't going to out-house either one of those guys, so I kind of picked a niche and just stuck to it. You know, now I feel like I'm, you know, I own a genre.
During his more than three decades career, Shomer has DJed all over the country, and location often determined whether freestyle or house would be the music of choice.
I'm a house fan too. I did a party in Texas and tried to play some house music there. They weren't having it, but you know, I could play freestyle there. You know, it's location.
Cities like Chicago, New York, and Miami with large Latino populations gravitate toward freestyle, which is mostly performed by Latinos. Shomer, who is white, says the music pulled him in.
It's kind of a music that kind of spoke to me. I remember hearing like Exposé, Point of No Return, I think was a real big one. It was like, this is not like any other record that I've heard, and I really kind of gravitated towards it.
These days, Shomer does his own weekly freestyle dance party on Facebook Live. There, he plays all the oldies and freestyle stars like Sweet Sensation, The Cover Girls, Stevie B, and of course, George Lamont. What is that leave love? What does that leave us? What about the promises? Lamont is considered one of the legends of freestyle and was there at the very beginning.
I always describe freestyle heartthrob phenomenon as the cousin to disco music. I grew up listening to disco as a little kid, and then we kind of borrowed almost the same format.
The same format was used, Lamont says, because it was the same clientele who listened to this new disco originating in the South Bronx of New York City.
It was in most Latin communities, mixed with bilingual second generation Americans of Spanish Latino descent, and there were a lot of Italian Americans that were getting down with us as well.
And most of the songs centered around love, relationships, and heartbreak, sort of like a telenovela, but done to dance music and performed mostly in English.
You listen to the titles, Bad of the Heart, Without You, You're the One for Me. It was all about the heartbreaks that you went through. We were all kids. I was 18, 17, coming straight out of high school, recording. And what do most kids talk about in high school? Talk about love and breakups and new romances and new love.
Lamont and other freestyle singers performed all over the country and here in Chicago at stadiums, clubs, and festivals. By the mid-90s, the popularity of freestyle declined, but it hasn't entirely died out. Lamont doesn't think it ever will.
Heartthrob is something that's ours. Salsa is ours. Cumbia is ours. Merengue, bachata is ours. It's not gonna die. And you know, Latinos, we don't stop dancing. We have a strong passion for music. So freestyle, and heartthrob is here to stay.
In warmer months, you can find freestyle festivals all around the area. In the winter, the beats head indoors at area clubs. At Shades of Time in Northwest Indiana, freestyle is popular as ever on Saturday nights, with young and not so young hitting the dance floor. There you'll find folks like Laura Sokol. She says she can't get enough of the music.
Oh my God. It's the lyrics, the passion, and the beat.
Sokol isn't just a fan of freestyle, she's also a performer. She started singing when she was 18 years old, and the song that's playing, Only in My Dreams, is her song, released in 2010. Sokol says the message of this type of music is why it remains popular.
Everybody can relate to the words. The beat is just, it doesn't go away. It's just powerful, you know? Most of the time, the people who support it are Latinos, and they just can't get enough of it, and they love it.
As her song continues to play, Sokol grabs my mic and serenades the crowd like she's on stage.
Only in my dreams you're here with me. You hold me in your arms and dance with me. You look in my eyes and whisper to me, I'll never let go. Only in my dreams you're here with me. Every night. But when I awake, reality takes you away from me, away from me.
Michael Puente, WBEZ News.